Blog Talk Radio.
Westside BBC. Westside BBC. I take a look at myself, I like what I'm seeing. I'm far from conceited, just a fly human being. I dress, talk, and smell as if I want the world. Learn to steal and that's real, once it attracts the girls. My sunshine, spend time, margaritas, with the with lime. Half baked in these D.C. streets, and if you can't stand the heat, ain't got to tell you about the kitchen. Sin City living, how you twiggin' and itchin'. Stealing for a living, cause the city, the frequency is a hell of a stench. The city raised the Grinch, taught him how to steal, land both sides of the fence. Gave him a gun and told the rabbit to have fun, not just county boundaries, mountains, time zones, 41 states, crippin', 15 crippin', and look at me, mama, I'm still dippin', rest till I die, nigga, try me, fuck a IV, they got 48 hours to find me, burn the whole crime scene, and all they know is they smoke good greens, and live by all means, the heart of the whole team, you think it's easy to flip from, sugar the shit, smoke up the scene, and burn rubber and weed with it, designed for the three energy, in it, east side, you see the West LV represent, explicit, and if y'all think I came to talk pimp shit, bitch, you got me twisted. It's 3-A-N-G-S-T-A, period, and I just look like this. I tell them I just look like this. And Lord knows I ain't never been a punk about shit. I lit a G-code where most of y'all niggas just talked it. Kicked in toes and pimped toes, where the G's at, cause this ain't the Lancy Street. Please believe that. You fuckin' with me, you get P shit, G shit, Westside P shit, on one P bitch. My rock and roll lock and load, and ain't no rough. When them niggas talkin' loud, and ain't saying nothing. But I kick the type of shit that can break me a bitch. Like a thief, anything I wanna take in it. Out of control, rock and skate with it. Left side, and Lord know I ain't no fake in it. Huh. I took my game from the streets and jumped states with it. Game remain the same, although the name changed, cause they face strain. And if I got the gang bang, I burn rubber and weed and lead a bitch right now, man. From blue rags to tracks with hoes that attract tricks and jack dick, that's how it crack, bitch. Think it's a game, it's a fact, bitch. Fuckin' with Tone P, I'll get your bitch ass blasted off the mat trick. You want something soft to play with, nigga, shit in your hand and squeeze it. Dub3ST, bitch. Down the street, nigga. The white street, to back to the three, nigga. BBC, nigga. R. R. Oh yeah. Explicit, huh? And if you think I came to talk pimp shit, bitch, you got me twisted. It's 3-A-N-G-S-T-A, period, and I just look like this. I tell them I just look like this. I tell them I just look like this. I tell them I just look like this, huh? I tell them I just look like this.
Brother Trey. Brother Trey.
I'm still putting together the internet. Shut him out.
Okay. Alrighty.
Yes, okay, we just had a couple of technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen. We still online. The internet dropped. The powers that be made this happen. You know what it is. But
yes,
we live. You know, today's topic is Black Power, brought to you by Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, frontlinecampaign.org, Frontline Black News, the Revolutionary Agenda, and God versus Devil. Take
yes,
it on, Shabaka.
Yes, sir. Okay, General Ramel, we're going to put it on there to you because, you know, we're having technical difficulties here in the studio, but, of course, we do know what they're doing is because they do not think the popular version is of what is true. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is Shabaka Sankore. You know, please excuse the technical difficulties that we're having at the beginning of this episode. So tonight is inspired by the anchor man, the one and only Ramel Understanding. Our co-host and producer is the one and only Brother Chay Krumah. Also, too, we have Sister Brandy with us. Also, too, we got the anchor man. So take it over, anchor man. You know, you inspired tonight's episode, sir.
True indeed. It's all about Black power, Black empowerment. You know, doing for us. You know, us uniting, trying to get out of this mental slavery that we've been in, and trying to free ourselves. It's all about Black people, Black objectives, Black wealth, Black education, and Black resources. You know,
yes,
Black power to me is a culture. It's a way of thinking. It's a way of living, and it's a way of being. You know, it's all about civilization. We need to build our own civilization. We need to have our own schools of thought. Shouts out to all the pioneers before us, the Black Panthers, the Moore Society, Nation of Islam, Five Percenters, and anybody else, Garveyism, you know, all the pioneers, everybody who led the way for us to be at this point where we're at as far as the revolution. And that's what we are, and that's what we're staying on.
Yes, sir, and let us not forget the Deacons of Defense, okay, who were a group of brothers during the late 50s, during the Civil Rights Movement, that armed themselves, too. Please let us not forget the Black Panther Party, okay, which was born in Oakland, California in 1966. And the co-founders, as we know, was Dr. Huey Percy Newton and Bobby Seale. The thing is, folks, due to the Ma'afa, as Dr. Marimba Ani has described in her writing, called the Yerugu, this has caused a great deal of damage in our family units, in our community units, and our interrelations with each other. You have outside forces that have contributed to this. You had the colonizers, as we did the episode to your colonizer. Okay, your colonizers are as follows: the Portuguese, the Dutch, the British, the Spaniards, and the Portuguese. Okay?
Yes, sir.
And also, too, we're still waiting for all you Biden supporters to call in at 516-418-4996. We know you got your head pumped. We know you
been scared. They're scared.
We know you got straight teeth. Okay. We know you went for the banana in the tailpipe. But we understand. Okay. Don't feel bad because you were lied to and had your head bumped and got conned. Don't be doing it for the last 400 years. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, on this platform, we are going to be cleaning up our language is because we are expanding. We will be having a Sunday night edition here with Brother Ramel, who will be the host, you know, of the production. So definitely check out our like page, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, for updated information.
Yes, sir.
Definitely check out Frontline Black News, you know, for updated information. Definitely check out our hashtag, Resurrection of the Mental Dead. Definitely check out our hashtag, Biotechnical Barbarians, of what they're doing over there in Silicon Game Valley, up there on the Barbary Coast.
And God versus
Barbarian.
Devil.
And the
God versus
that'll
Devil.
Be coming up, which will be coming up on every Sunday, which will be hosted by General Rommel Understanding, you know, who is currently there.
And Dr. Nosborn, a.k.a. Jeffrey Washington. Both of
us,
we'll be the main host.
Yes, sir. Yeah, most definitely. So we most definitely appreciate of how this platform is growing. We want to give our shout-out there to Outlaw Radio, to Brother Kevin Bonds. We want to give a shout-out there to Black Eye Stand Radio, Brother Jay Dizzle. And we want to give a shout-out there to all black media that's doing something positive. Okay, so when they came up with the phrase black power, black empowerment, economically,
yes, sir,
educationally, socially, and also to enhancing us within the diaspora. As Marcus Garvey had stated, with the United Negro Improvement Association, which was over 100 years ago, Africa for the African. Okay, this is a respectful platform. So we do know we have Yasabos out there. We do know we have Coons, okay? We do know we have OTB. You're welcome to call in. But what's happening is that this is a pro-black platform, okay? We respect ourselves. We are cleaning it up. And we're doing very, very well as far as our improvement. But, however, we will not be disrespected, okay? And then also, too, Brother Che Nkrumah, you know, the great work that he's doing there in Denver, Colorado, as far as raising their awareness level, the brutalization of homeless people in Denver, Colorado, where we have unhoused neighbors who are having a personal possession thrown away by Mayor Hank Coon of Denver, who has no regard for his own people in regard to doing this. And then also, too, let's look at Tom Bradley, who is the mayor of Los Angeles, who did not have black people's interest at heart. And also, too, let's look at Mark Ridley Thomas, the councilman out there. And yes, Mark Ridley Thomas, this here applies to you as well. When the term people of color is used, we are black people in America, is what we are, period, okay? We did not come from Europe. We did not come to the United States. We came from a continent that one that sits over there right below Europe, okay? The one out there that has the Indian Ocean on the west side of it and has the Atlantic Ocean on the east side of it, where you have the University of San Cori in an ancient educational kingdom called Mali, which was a part of the Songhai Empire, and you had the University of San Cori. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, we place emphasis on our people, and to quote the words of the Queen Mother, I cannot go before our ancestors not knowing I did not do my best to relate of what I've lived through in my lifetime for the generations to come, for the generations after me. And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, this show is for those 18 years of age and over. This is mature subject matter in which we are speaking of. Okay, Brother Che, you have the floor, sir.
Yeah, I was just going to correct you.
Indian Ocean is on the eastern side of Africa and Atlantic on the western side. Black empowerment, black power movement.
Yes, sir, I stand corrected. Well, this is what happens when you get old, folks, you know what I'm saying? You know, your memory ain't like what it used to be, you know? And let's see, and I got to wear these things here called eyeglasses right here. And I'm
spectacles.
Out here once again.
I said spectacles.
Keep in mind. Okay, well, I'm out here on the highway there, Brother Che. You know, as usual, I'm here calling, ladies and gentlemen, from the state of Florida tonight. This is the first time that I've been into the Deep South. I've been challenged to come into the Deep South. I've been challenged to stay with Chewbacca. You know, you out there in Panther Town, you ain't been to the South. Well, dagnabbit, I'm right here in the South right now. Okay, and I'm listening to the wind. I'm hearing the stories of long ago.
That's right, brother.
And the song that is going through my mind constantly is Strange Fruit by Billie Holiday. And I definitely appreciate the staff that is evolving here, Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced. Now, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. You know, a little bit of senility, you know, might be setting in as well, too. Okay, I know I have, as the quote, our man there from St. Louis, I'm getting this arthritis. The one and only, as we all know, Mr. Red Fox, you know, who had hosted Sanford's son. And also, too, that Red Fox was also a contemporary with that famous man, you know, who was out of that place called Harlem. I think that guy went by the name of X. And the beauty of black empowerment is that when we, that phrase that came up in 1966 by Dr. Kwame Ture, I believe, and also too on this platform, we will refer to our people by their proper names. We'll try our best not to refer to them as slave names. And, of course, we do understand that due to the MIAFA, there's a lot of our people who don't understand that. The thing is, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand, is that when you're dealing with this type of material, when you're dealing with this type of energy, you have to spoon feed it. You see what I mean? As General Rommel has stated, that we, quote unquote, been out of physical bondage for 150 years, but mentally we have went in deeper into slavery 150 years later due to the institution of Hollywood. And do let me say to the Screen Actors Guild.
Yes, sir.
To the Screen Directors Guild. And the Screenwriters Guild. To the chairman of Paramount Pictures, there at 5555 West Melrose Avenue. To the Motion Picture Academy of Arts and Sciences, where you present your fake awards on the corner of Hollywood Boulevard and Highland Avenue. The first word starts with the letter F, and the second word starts with the letter Y. Connect the dots. And we mean that from the bottom of our hearts of how you affect us. And then how you degrade us. And then sit up there thinking that we're supposed to love you and hate ourselves. Look at all the talent that was stolen by Hollywood. Look at the work that Dr. Paul Robeson had done. Look how they did him. Let's look at Mr. Oscar Mashore that one of our colleagues, Brother Aleem, you know, had mentioned of the works that they had stolen from us. But we supposed to sit up there, yell at the talent, you know, I got plenty of nothing's funny for me. Bullshit.
Indeed.
Okay. It's about upgrading the quality of our lives. It's about the quality of us setting positive role models of our men to be the strongholds of the black family unit. Yes, we got issues. And to quote the words of Mad Dr. D, a few years back. We're going to be doing some shows on what we do to ourselves, okay? That could bring that up. Also, too, we're going to be doing shows of how we could upgrade the quality of our lives, okay? Number one. I mean, number two. And then three, where those are welcome to call in with positive input into Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced is because we deal with the Black experience from the beginning of time to 10 minutes ago. Turning it over to the Anchor Man. He inspired tonight's show. Go for it, Anchor Man.
This is the Anchor Man.
This is your co-host.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is the Anchor Man, Rommel Understanding, the Angel of Peace from the East, Understanding Understood in the Neighborhood, and you bringing the hope without the dope, official frontline campaign. Salute to the fallen soldiers. Check us out on frontlinecampaign.org, Frontline Black News, The Revolutionary Agenda, and God versus Devil. And, of course, Shabaka's Black Experience in Haines. And, you know, to me, we got to stop, you know, being in love with this devil, man, and their ways, their entertainment, their education. And we got to wake up out of this fantasy world, you know, thinking that everything they say is golden and thinking everything they say is the truth, because it's all based on falsehood, from religion to education to history. Everything they touch is contaminated and diluted. And what we need to do is come together economically, educationally, and on all levels and start teaching truth for what it is, and that's what we're doing on this year forum. Take it away.
Can I say something? Can I say something?
Yo, but people.
Yeah.
That's already been done with Elijah Muhammad.
Hold up, brother. The sister's about to talk. Go ahead, sister.
Sorry about that. Is that clean? Hi. About that. I'm really sick, so I'll try to be really quick, okay? First of all, I think that we all just need to get our code and read them codes by the book by Neely Fuller Jr. You know, we need to uplift our brothers and sisters. We ain't doing enough of that. It's good to talk about it, but what we really aren't addressing is the programming that's happening on media, on television, on the news, on things that aren't colored with black people or colored with the wrong black people. You know, and I mean, they might be black on the outside, but they're white on the inside, and they practice supremacy ways. And we're being programmed every fucking day. Our children are being programmed. Our mates are being programmed. Even we as women are being programmed into what they think is good for us, but we obviously are not listening to our higher vibrations, our inner sonic sounds, to create our own frequencies, you know what I mean? And so we're being programmed. We're being programmed to listen to what everything they want us to listen to or follow. And a lot of it has to do with tuning out the right thing. If you're black first, and you're black first, and nothing else can invade your mind. You know what I mean? If you think about being on code, and you're about being on code, if you think about spending black dollars with your black friends who have small black businesses, then you're on code. If you're thinking about, hey man, I'm in a conscious struggle, okay, but I'm going to manifest my vibration to vibrate higher so that I can spend my money with my black friends and grow economically, to grow a stream of wealth for my family later on. That's what I have to say. It's all about black empowerment. If it's all about black empowerment, cut the check, reparations, the new black media, I don't want to follow it. I don't want to be programmed. I'm not no puppet. I know that. And people get upset about that when I say I can't be programmed, brainwashed, I don't drink the Kool-Aid, can't indoctrinate me, you know what I mean? And it really upsets people. But sometimes you just got to take a stand with what your frequency is going on, what your higher vibrational sounds are emanating. Keep in mind, we're the first people. We'll be the last people.
Yes, indeed. Now we're
the original man,
people.
Original woman, original child. Black man,
yes,
black
sir.
Woman, black child, the universal family. Go ahead, Brother Kaleem, if you have something to say.
Yo, what I'm saying is that everything that we got is ready to put down in a platform and activities that have been laid out by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Marcus Garvey, which was both black nationalism. One was Christian black nationalism, the other was Islamic black nationalism. But realize, I mean, you got to get our commerce in order if we're going to live in a market-based society. Once we live in a market-based society, we have to realize that we have to strive within that context. So we have to prepare ourselves to do well inside that environment. Once we have the market-based mastered, then we can start to work on social things as well, too. But I find it hard to imagine that one can do well in a market-based society without having their social structure intact. That's why we have to do things in order to refine ourselves from moving in a certain vibration that allows us to stagnate. We certainly realize that it is the Western culture that is taught us certain rhythms that are not able to bring out our best our qualities and attributes. But what we need to do is we need to get inside our own rhythms and decolonize our mind and go into a rhythm that is put forth by our ancestors. And once we start to build upon our ancestors' work, then we will be able to progress ourselves to become whatever we can strive to be in our imagination. Vision of commitment equals success. So once we have a vision of success, we have to commit to that structure in order for us to fulfill and manifest within that realm.
Come on, dude.
What up?
Go ahead, Brother Chewbacca.
Yes, sir. Okay, so what it is that you see, you cannot go out here and love anybody else if you are out here loving yourself, okay? Before you love anybody else, you must first love yourself. And then it has come to my attention as this platform is expanding that, hey, we need to be approached about how what we do to ourselves. That Dr. D, may he rest in power, had did state that we do some episodes on the self-destruction. Now, we know the reason for the self-destruction, as Dr. Ani had stated in her work, The Ma'afa. But that does not mean that we have to go out here and perpetuate calling our woman a bunch of B.I.s, calling our woman a bunch of W-H-O-R-E's and things of this nature right here, and we need to get about this bag calling ourselves a bunch of N-J-R's. You see what I'm saying?
That's
what do you
right.
think our ancestors would say about that? And this garbage that they got coming out here, man, out of Hollywood, you know, this sag showing a crappy your behind black men up here wearing dresses, and you call that progress. Man,
damn.
You on my head telling me it's rain. How dare you
damn.
Sit there and gonna say that, you know, this man is a woman. And I still got $100.
Well, tell them to pay up. They're ready.
Okay, I got $50 for those of you who are men that call yourselves women to prove your last menstrual cycle bona fide, and I'm not talking about your sisters or your girl cousins, but yours, you know what I'm saying, like that person formerly known as Bruce Jenner. And when you cannot produce that, then you simply donate $1,000 to this platform. Okay,
right,
well,
front line.
You can't do this. It's a frontline campaign.
Pay it to frontline. Yeah, frontlinecampaign.org immediately. Pay up.
Yes, sir. And definitely check out our StreamYard there of the Revolutionary Agenda. Definitely check out Frontline Black News on StreamYard and on our platforms and what have you. And we will continue to say this is because for the simple fact is they want us to hate ourselves. There is great wealth produced in the United States of America that is contributed to the gross domestic product of the United States of America and, of course, all of Europe, of us killing ourselves, of us degrading ourselves. So we got to enhance on of what we are doing to ourselves, okay? The black power of the past, okay? Yes, that was a great thing what the heavyweight champion did in 1967. Yes, that was a great thing of what Dr. Newton did in 1966. But why in the early 1970s you're going to glorify these fools and these clowns calling themselves Superfly, talking about I'm that nigga in the alley.
Damn.
And he called that progress. Oh, man, we didn't see that. You know, we out there in Hollywood and all that. But, man, you got to produce your own films. You know what I'm saying? And you got to do that. It's for the simple fact is we cannot have the respect of the world unless we have respect for ourselves.
True indeed, brother.
Yeah, you see? And then, you know, and the heavyweight champion had stated that there in the mid-1970s. You see what I'm saying? Why do you think they hated him so much? But the beauty of it was, didn't nobody kick his ass. You see? And then this is what they did. You see what I mean?
Indeed,
on top of that,
nope.
Then, as well, too, is that, you know, the image that he had projected, you know, and he was always with the presence of a system. Mm. You see what I'm saying? And I expect the respect I owe the, you know, Brother McChesney, you know, who had called in a few weeks ago, who did put it off and our ear as well as my older, and because, you know, I'm an old SOB, and on top of it as well, too, is that, you know, that is making me do an inventory on myself. Yeah, you know, and I might not, you know, in other words, we got to take inventory of ourselves. You see what I'm saying?
Indeed, brother.
Now, and you got to lead by example, you see. And keep in mind, you know, and we came a long way. We still got a lot of work to do. But however, with this hidden agenda of our self-destruction and what have you, they want us, you know, to sit up there and self-destruct. You see what I'm saying? And then when I look at guys like Tim Scott, who states that this place is not racist, okay, I feel bad for him. I really do. I feel bad for him. You know, being an opportunist, you see what I'm saying, and what have you, you know, he doesn't mean us any good. So what it is, black family, this is why we got to get Brother Che elected mayor of Denver so he could set the example, so he could start it in motion. You see what I mean? And that the cold part about it is we got to learn from previous mistakes. You see? You know what I'm saying?
Pardon me, Shabaka.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I wanted to let you know that we do have Dr. Nas Bourne, a.k.a. Jeffrey Washington, on the line. I want to introduce the brother. I just got word that he's on the line. Dr. Washington, are you on there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
How you doing, black man? How you feel about black power, black empowerment, and growth and development as far as, you know, neighborhood-wise on all levels, brother?
Welcome.
Well, you know, that's what we all here for. In the unity of our people, that's our power. Our power is in our unity. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that our unity is more powerful than any atomic bomb that the enemy has. So when I hear black power, I'm thinking black unity. It's all about black unity, us being one no matter where we are. And that's what I work for every minute, every hour, every day of my life, brother.
True indeed, true indeed. And you can check out Dr. Nas Bourne, a.k.a. Jeffrey Washington, on Sundays at 6 o'clock Mountain Time on the God vs. Devil show. And he is the host with myself, Romel and Stanton, and this is brought to you by FrontlineCampaign.org and brought by the Forum of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, Frontline Black News, and, of course, the Revolutionary Agenda with Seduction Dawn. Peace. Go ahead, Shabaka.
Yes, sir. Okay, yeah, and we definitely appreciate that there as well, too. And then also, too, you know, I would like to ask the good doctor of what does he think, you know, in his professional opinion, of what we should be doing for our advancement right now on a collective basis?
Yes, sir. Brother, all I can say is we should be trying to protect ourselves from our enemies. you know, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, even though he's known as a quote-unquote religious leader, when he said back in the 60s that separation is more important, that we teach that, we should teach separation more than we teach prayer. That's how important it is for our people to be separate from, you know, the Caucasian here in America, because as long as we remain mixed in with them, we will always be second-class citizens, and we will never make any progress, no matter how much money or fame or fortune any individual one of us may attain. The masses of our people will always suffer as long as we remain mixed in a society with them. And this is not something that just the messenger said. This is what their own people have said. Abraham Lincoln said, remember right. him? He's the guy that freed the slaves that they tell us about every February during Black History Month. He said, this is what he said, not what I said, not what Elijah Muhammad said. He wasn't even born then. He said, as long as black people remain among white people, they will suffer. And as long as white people remain among black people, they will suffer. So
okay.
when you think about those words, and here we are in 2021, about to be 2022, black people are falling even behind Mexicans who come here from Mexico. Within one generation, they skip over black people on the
Damn.
Economic ladder within one generation. And how long have we been here? How long have we been here?
Years, months, and days, brother. 400 years.
Yes, sir. So, you know, and I don't claim to be the smartest person. I mean, this is what the Jew, Albert Einstein, said. If you keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result, that's called insanity.
Right.
And so, you know, we just got to be real with ourselves. You know, at some point, you know, we just got to be honest.
Oh,
you know?
Yes, sir, absolutely. And Dr. Newton, if I may say, Doctor, is that Dr. Newton, you know, he had emphasized this here in his memoirs as well, too, for our own schools, for our own educational system, you know what I'm saying? And that is not hatred. Self-sufficiency
no, sir.
Is not hatred, you know what I'm saying?
No,
what
sir.
It is I would call that being intelligent. And I'm glad, Dr. Washington, that you mentioned Albert Einstein, just because, as you know, prior to his passing, he taught at the California Institute of Technology in Pasadena, California, where the baseball great Jackie Robinson was from. And Jackie Robinson had stated prior to his death at the age of 53 in 1972, is that he said that he would not salute the American flag, he would not stand for it, because he knew in 1947, like he knew in 1972, probably like he knew in 1919, and when he was coming up as a youngster in Pasadena, California, that he never had it made. I mean, look at all what he had went through. Look at all
yes,
of
sir.
His greatness. You see what I'm saying? That day they tried
yes,
to degrade and baseball and what have you. But then today in the NFL, the NBA, and all of us love the human drama of athletic competition. Hey, black man and woman, ask yourself this question, because it's getting ready for playoff times to come up in the NFL, like the AFC Championship game and the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl. What would happen if every black player in the NBA and in the NFL had stated just before kickoff to come out in their street clothes and say, guess what? We're not playing today.
That's right, right,
do you
right.
Know
right.
The
give them the royal FU.
Yes, sir. And do you know the economical catalyst that would evolve from
Miracle
that?
Health. but they choose subservience to the money, so they ain't gonna do it. But that would be like a very cold day.
Oh, yes, ma'am. You're absolutely correct about that. But I'm just putting the scenario up there. Now, the sad part about it is they will be worrying about an avalanche of lawsuits, breach of contracts, blah, 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 blah.
But remember,
but look,
brother,
what the heavyweight champion did in 1967. Look at what the heavyweight champion did in 1967. Yes, sir.
You remember when they were going to do that in the NBA? I think it was LeBron James and Chris Paul and all of our star athletes in the NBA. They were going to boycott. But remember, President Obama got on the phone with them and told them not to do that. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can see that.
Got
10 more minutes and
then
we on the road
again.
I got to smoke.
Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, our people need to be on one page. Be on one page because we got, I think, athletes being good, but the leadership just isn't there, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, go ahead, brother.
No, I was just saying, I believe that a lot of our people in the sports world, you know, they just really lack in guidance. Like, there's really no leadership in our community right now because we've been rocked to sleep, and it's like, everything is okay in America because we got a few millionaires and a couple billionaires, but this is the trick of the enemy. Because remember, they see that this nation is going down. I mean, anybody, all you got to do is watch the news for one day and you can see that this country is in real trouble. So now, they're trying to really sell us on this idea of integration because they see their end is now. So what we should be doing as black people, and I'm just parakeeting what our leaders, at least the good leaders that we've had, have been saying. Marcus Garvey to the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, to our people wanted to go back to Africa, is we got to separate ourselves from this people. That's the only solution, and that's the final solution.
Yes, sir. Accept your own and be yourself. That's what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. And another thing we got to educate ourselves with the right education, not this trick knowledge, trickery, this falsehood that the European is teaching in his indoctrination systems, and that basically they're teaching in the media circuits such as, the internet, the TV, CNN, the Cartoon News Network. Yeah, you know, real common.
Yes, sir. The Cartoon News Network, indeed.
Yeah, true indeed. And, you know, to quote Elijah Muhammad and W.D. Farad, they stated a question. They say, why does the devil teach and keep our people literate? And so he can use it for a tool and also a slave. He keeps them blind to themselves so he can master them. Illiterate means ignorant. And that's the state we're in. A lot of us, you know, we might have the European education, but we don't have our own. And that's what we need. We need the knowledge of ourselves, the knowledge of our own identity, the knowledge of the people who have our best interests in heart and in mind. Go ahead, Shabaka.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm right here. Okay, because Shabaka's out here on the highway again. You know what I'm saying? So, so what we got to do, this is why we got to have our self-sufficiency. See, this is why we got to get our children out of these public indoctrination centers. Because all that crap, gang activity, degrading our women and all that, those are in those educational institutions. I've witnessed that in the Los Angeles Unified School District. Mad Dr. B had witnessed it, in the Philadelphia public school system. Of course, there, Dr. Huey P. Newton had mentioned that in the Oakland public school system, is because Dr. Newton had stated that when he had graduated from high school that he was a functional illiterate. Okay? And here's a man that had graduated with a PhD from the University of California at Santa Cruz. But you see, they're not going to tell you that part about it. You see what I mean?
No.
They're not going to tell you. See, they're not going to tell you that part right there. You see? And then these black politicians, particularly these Democrats that sell us down the tube, you see what I mean? Every chance that they get, you see what I'm saying? And also, why are we wasting our time with these fools? I mean, really. Indeed.
Separate yourself.
You don't, Shabaka, because you say that, and the problem is this. Is because there's a class of our people who don't really see themselves as part of the struggle because maybe they got a good job. Maybe they're a professor. Maybe they're a doctor. You know, they're doing good in white society, and they don't, they've alienated themselves from the struggle of the masses of black people, and this is the problem. You know, W.E.B. Du Bois talked about the talented piece of our people using their knowledge, their skills, their wealth to do something for the masses of our people. And that's the point. It's nothing wrong with going to college, getting an education. It's nothing wrong with having a lot of money. But then when you get that, what do you do to bring your people along? This is what we have to address. Those who are doing good in America, the blacks, you know, who can be the examples to say, hey, this is what we need to do, who have the resources, we have to get them on the same page because they got to realize, even if you got $1 billion in this man's bank, you know, the way the economy is going, you know, it's only a matter of time when the bottom is going to fall off. And what you're doing today is not going to work tomorrow. The only thing that is going to work is you have to have land where you own the resources, where you can actually produce something that's real besides paper money or digits in a bank account that white folks give you that they can take away at any time. We got to get back to that type of thinking. We got to go back to the earth.
True indeed, guys. True indeed.
Yes, sir. So we got to be thinking along those lines, how to become self-sufficient and independent, and it's not about hate. You know, a lot of people may hear this message and think all separation means hate. It does not mean hate. It is the most
loving yourself. Loving yourself, brother.
Exactly.
It's about love, not hate. Loving yourself.
Yes.
You know, knowing which one's which.
And then if I may interject, you know, how are you going to sit out here and love somebody else when you hate yourself?
Yeah, it's impossible. You can't do it. You cannot do it.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes, it is, because that's like comparing, you know, apples to oranges, you know. And then there was a man who was born in the city of San Francisco, who was raised in Hong Kong, that made the statement that in any given situation, take what is useful, leave what is useless. Okay, and as Dr. King had stated before his untimely death and assassination, April 4th, 1968, is that he realized his mistake when he made the statement that he led our people into a burning house when it came to integration, is because look at all these other groups out there that's benefiting off of us going out there getting knocked upside the head, as Brother Crane Truman emphasizes.
we need $100 trillion in tangibles. 2021, all the way to 2100.
Right now,
and in cash.
And
if anybody is not on that, in my opinion, then you are trying to countermand our progress, okay? Why do all of my people go out there to Hollywood and have our men wearing dresses and sitting up there calling our woman a bunch of bees and calling themselves a bunch of NGRs, man? And I'm so sick and tired of that insipid garbage. It's stupid.
And you know that ignorance
going around, man. Yeah, you going around, man, you know, with your hands showing the crack of your ass, man. You know, I mean, what is that shit? What is that?
If he likes the devil because the devil gives him nothing. He likes the devil because the devil gives him nothing. They're trying to imitate the European, man. And that ain't flawed.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yes, sir. Absolutely. Oh, yes. Indeed. You see what I mean? And then, of course, we do know about the buck breaking on the plantation system. Of course, we do know about the systemic rape of our women on the plantation system. Where do you think where Black Friday came from? And the cold part about it is who are the main ones to go up there and bum rush Walmart there, you know, the day after the Thanksgiving? Want to fight and kill each other. Just like what Popeye's
chicken. Oh, yeah, that's another message we need to get out. Save your money for Christmas. Don't go out and get in debt and buy a bunch of stuff that you can't afford, thinking that you're celebrating the birth of Jesus when it don't have anything to do with Jesus at all.
Right.
Exactly.
Save your money, please.
Exactly. Yep. You see what I'm saying? And then you get these plagiarists out of Europe who sit up there and think that they're superior, you know, to everybody and what have you. And then they want us, you know, to sit up here and hate ourselves. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, you see what I mean? And then the cold part about it is that you got those who sit up there and endorse this crap.
Right, right.
Yeah, see, that's the problem right there. You see? That is
we're,
the problem
so
right there.
We're so quick. Go it's ahead, brother Osborne.
No, I'm just saying that with the internet and all the information we have nowadays, nobody should still be in the dark on that issue.
Exactly.
It's like if you're still supporting Santa Claus and all that, Easter bunny rabbits and all that nonsense. 2021, then you really need a swift kick butt, kick in your behind.
True indeed. That's like Brother Nas Vaughn, like in the lesson, he says, why does the devil teach that? And said, because he desires to make slaves out of all he can so he can rob them and live in luxury. And when it says that, that's saying everything that's foreign, everything that's alien to us, we always want to embrace things that are natural to us in our culture, in our nature. You know what I mean?
You know,
anything dealing with blackness, anything dealing with so-called Africanism, they want it to seem like that's not natural or that's some kind of weird thing, when those are the things that are natural to us. You know what I mean?
Right.
Our diet,
so,
diet. Go ahead, brother.
If you want to celebrate anything, celebrate Kwanzaa, which was created by our brother, celebrate that. Just if you want to celebrate something, celebrate that, something you made.
Yeah, exactly. You see what I'm saying? And then, of course, you know, when you spit on the memories of your ancestors, you are also spitting on yourself. You see?
Yes,
and then the whole part about it is, and then they consider this here, you know, to be progress. And I don't get that.
Well, it's progress
really
for your slave master.
Don't get that.
It's progress for your slave master. He's making progress. But you know.
Oh, yeah, economically in all ways. They profit off our ruin. They profit off our ruin, brother.
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. And then the sad part about it is that we so back on blind, deaf, and dumb that we can't even see it. We refuse to hear it. You see what I'm saying? In other words, as it has been said, is that if you condition the people to go through the back door, and if one is not there, that they would build one, that is exactly what that is. That you're building up the back door for you to go into. You see what I mean? And this is why they always refer to the black man as a boy. You know, not so much that he was physically a boy, but they wanted to keep him mentally as a boy. You see what I mean? And, you know, and Minister Malcolm has spoke about it. Mr. Muhammad has spoke about it. HP has spoke about it. And what happened? And then when they sit up there and say, oh, well, you know, I'm a person of color. No, I'm a black man in America.
Word is fine.
I'm a person of color. That is an insult to my intelligence.
They always try to come in and co-opt the language. This is why you're absolutely right, Brother Chewbacca. We are black people. First and foremost,
yes, sir.
We are black people.
Word. Without a doubt, you see. And then the cold part of it is that
hello, Tony. Go ahead, brother. Did Chewbacca drop?
Yeah. Brandy wants to give her a closing statement.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. I'm really sick, so I just gotta get off the phone real quick. I just want to say that we can do a lot of empowering just with the little voices we are. We just have to be really strong in our conviction, and I believe we can do it. I believe that we can change a whole bunch of things that are wrong, you know, and I know we can do it really fast, too. A lot of things in this world are really messed up, and they keep getting messed up more and more. Excuse me, gentlemen. They keep getting more and more messed up, but I believe that we're strong. I know that we're strong, and I know we can change. If we can fight this damn virus, we can fight anything. We can rebuild from nothing to something. We can come from the ground and build up. We can empower ourselves. We can do it. I know we can do it. I've seen it done. We've built civilizations before. And this is nothing that we can't really conquer. I just want to say, I'm with your brothers and sisters, and when they're down, pick them up, dust them off. I'll send them back out into the world because they're going to be great. Thank you, Brother Chewbacca, Brother Ramel, Kaleem, Brother Washington, Brother Che. Tune in to all our platforms, and Jesse will help. Jesse and Ramel will get that out for you. I'm really sick, and I got to get off the phone. But black power, black love, and stay black, stay dangerous at all times.
Power to the people, sister. Power to the people.
Yo, sis, let me get information. Let me contact you on Messenger.
Get with Brother Che or Ramel about that, Brother Kaleem. They have all that. Contact Brother Che or Brother Ramel for that, okay? I have a no condition right now to think clearly. Okay, Brother Ramel and Brother Chewbacca, Brother Che, they got all my details. Look forward to talking to you. Black power, black love, stay dangerous.
Black power, sister. You know, if I could, Chewbacca, I want to say one thing.
Yes.
And not to be religious, but I deal with all the holy books, and one book that I love is the Quran.
Right.
And the Quran says, dumb, deaf, and blind, they will not return to the path. So, you know, we're in a condition right now where we don't want to hear the truth. That makes us deaf. You know, we don't want to see the truth. That makes us blind. And we can't communicate the truth. That makes us dumb, right? And we won't return to the path. We won't return to our original way of being, our original way of thinking. You know, and like Brother Nas Born, a.k.a. Jeffrey Watson, said, there's so much information out there that if you – don't realize and recognize what's going on in the world right now, then you're just being, you know, you're just in denial. And I don't mean the river in Egypt. I'm talking about denial for real, where you're just rejecting the truth as it is. Go ahead. Somebody say something? Okay. I heard somebody talking. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, as I was saying, the thing that that gentleman had just said right there is real. You see what I mean? And the sad part about it is the vaccination centers, you know, are conditioning our youth to ignore that reality. You see what I mean? And then as it was related to me, you know, he said, you know, the parents would go out here and spend $200 and $300 from George and what have you, and things of that nature right there. But then, you know, showing up late on their rent, showing up late on their bills. You see what I'm saying? This is contributing, you know, to another form of child neglect. All this stuff is systemic. And then... And on top of that, you see what I'm saying, is that and we just got to be self-sufficient, man. That there is our only hope. Because these other groups don't give a damn about the black family, and we have to recognize the fact. When are we going to recognize the fact on a collective basis that sitting up there wanting to integrate with your oppressor is not going to work?
We got to recognize, realize that these people are trying to demonize, monopolize, demasculinize, feminize the original man, destroy our family. They're trying to bring us to ruin and bring us back to our knees, or bring us to our knees, right. So that way they could do all kind of judgment in the world, because we're the only thing that, we're the savior to the world. You know what I mean? If we don't stand up, ain't nobody will. We the greatest power there is, black power.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And the black power for the future is what they fear. You see? They fear that black power of the future. You know, let's look at John Lewis. We appreciate his contribution to our history of him getting bashed upside the head and knocked unconscious dead and patted at his bridge. But you're calling this here progress. But yet, though, when a young black man in Oakland, California, who is a law student that exercises his constitutional rights, you call him a terrorist. So once again, they're urinating on us, telling us that it is rain. They're defecating on us, telling us that it is snow.
Brother, anybody who stands up against them is a so-called terrorist, and that's what they want the people to believe, or delusional, or a cultist, or some weird shit. They use the language to their advantage because they know the people don't understand the science of language. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, and when we, you know, and
exactly.
what they do a lot of misinformation. They use terminology. You know, it's all social engineering at the end of the day. They know what they're doing.
Oh, absolutely.
So why you got so much faith in them? That's what I want to know. Why you got so much faith in them? It doesn't matter what they think, right? If you got your own mind and you're really going in the right direction, it doesn't really matter what they think. It matters what we think. That's why Armed Lives Matter and Marcus Garvey had their own thing going on. So it didn't really matter exactly what they were thinking and what they were conditioning people to be, because they're moving in their own direction, no doubt, no question.
Oh, yes, sir.
We all see that, no question. I mean, it's just a matter of really getting our people together, organized in order for us to go in the right direction. I mean, vision plus commitment equals success. I always say that, you know what I'm saying? Because I realize that once we can have these conversations to form our mindset, then we got to commit to a process of setting goals and reaching goals in order to put ourselves in a better position that's mobilized by our inspiration.
Right. No, no, that's
Thank
right.
You,
that's
brother.
Real talk right there.
Black power.
No doubt. No doubt.
We got to understand that each and every one of us has a responsibility to our people, whether you want to acknowledge it or not, whether you just live your life and don't do anything to move the struggle of your people forward, you have that responsibility.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's social
Indeed.
Equality right there. That's everybody that's everybody upholding a role in their position. Everybody got to bring something to the table, man. I wouldn't give a fuck what it was, a glass of water.
That's the fact. The biggest trick that the devil plays on any one of us individually is to make us think that we're insignificant, that we can't do anything, that we just got to go to work and just live the regular life of a Negro. That's what keeps them in power. Whatever idea you brothers and sisters have for the progress of our people, follow through on it. Stay committed to our cause, and I promise you, we will achieve what Almighty God Allah wants us to achieve, which is
word
independence.
Is
it will be the foundation for the kingdom of God on earth, because that's our destiny. I'm a real big believer in destiny, and the black man's destiny is the greatest destiny of any people that has ever lived on our planet. You just keep doing the work, and you will wake up in heaven one day. That's a fact. But just keep working.
True indeed. True indeed. True indeed. Word is bound, brother. Thank you so much, brother. Shibako,
yeah,
how are we doing on time?
Okay.
We got 22 minutes.
We got what?
Okay.
We got 22 minutes.
22 minutes. Being that it's such a collective of us, Shabaka, do you mind if we all do a closing statement, starting with Brother Washington?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay. Go ahead, Brother Knowlesborn. Dr. Knowlesborn. Closing statement.
Okay. I just wanted to say peace. I hope you all stay healthy. I hope you're okay wherever you're at. I just want you to know that I think about all of our people all of the time. You know, I'm doing what I'm doing to contribute to the progress of our people. And I'm trying to stay, not trying, I am staying diligent. And we will get there. You know, it looks bad sometimes, but it all is pretty good. And I just want to say, peace. I love you. Stay committed and never forget what our ancestors went through. Never forget. And never let anybody make you feel like that's the past and you shouldn't focus on that. No, we're in the condition that we're in today because of what happened in the past. Make sure you keep that in the forefront of your mind every day when you wake up. Stay committed to your purpose. Get knowledge, and we'll meet up in heaven. Peace.
Tronade, and you can catch him on God vs. Devil Show Sundays at 6 o'clock Mountain Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Pacific Time. And this is supported by FrontlineCampaign.org, Frontline Black News, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, The Revolutionary Agenda, and The God vs. Devil Show. Brother Kalim, your closing statements.
Yo, I'm just saying, yo, we got to take this to another level, right? I mean, if we do this every single week, I mean, we got to start to mobilize with some of the power that we do have. You know what I'm saying? Because we are collecting black power right now. We got to realize that black power is money, and black power is collective energy. Once we start to have Ujima, collective economics, then we can start to move towards, you know what I mean, empowerment. We can get respect from ourselves and respect from those people who have power in this society. I mean, it's just a matter of us organizing ourselves. That's why I got a website out right now for people who want to support black business. You know what I'm saying? So you want to support our black business, you know what I'm saying? I got a website out right now so we can start to buy black and put on our gear that's empowering to our culturally as well as economically. I mean, once we start to do that, then we'll start to move towards getting things cohesive. I mean, it's just a matter of us coming into a vision. Like I said, I do have this website out, you know what I mean, www.consciousiphopclothing.com, on my space, on my shop, whatever, right? And, anybody can really, you know what I mean, feel good about themselves by really supporting black business. And I'm saying, if you like to get. I mean, it's right there for you. Just go look it up, and you can start to each one, build one, so we can start to rely on each other as opposed to having to beg others outside of our community.
Thank you, brother.
Come into our community and empower us economically.
Thank you, brother. Brother Paris, would you like to give your closing statements, General?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, clearly.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, we can hear you, brother.
Hello, can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you, sir. We can hear you clearly, brother. Brother Paris.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you, brother. Shabaka.
I don't think he can hear you, Robert.
Yes, sir.
Is he still online, Shabaka?
Yes, sir.
We can't hear him.
Can you hear
me? No. General Paris, for some reason, he kept saying hello. But I'll start with my closing statements then. My name is Rommel Understanding, the angel of peace from the east. Understanding understood in the neighborhood near you. Bring a little hope without soap, official frontline campaign. Salute to the fallen soldiers. The Black Imperial Army has arrived. I'm utilizing my military mind, I'm on military time, and I'm on my military grind. I just want to say, Black family, this has been brought to you by FrontlineCampaign.org, Frontline Black News, The Revolutionary Agenda, with our host, Seduction Doll, and, of course, God vs. Devil with the host, Dr. Osborne, a.k.a. Jeffrey Washington, and Rommel Understanding. And thank you for your time. I appreciate y'all. Thank you for giving me a voice in this wilderness of North America. And thank you for always supporting us. You can check me out on frontlinecampaign.org. My number is 719-924-0481. Once again, it's 719-924-0481. My email is rommelunderstanding@gmail.com. You could cop my mixtape. It's Blizzard 1 through 17. And check out my book, Man Up 24/7. Just contact us. We'll do business. You know, support us. We'll support you. And Brother Paris, are you back online?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, we can hear you clearly. Go ahead, brother. Closing statements.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having me on, Shabaka and Ramel. Thank you for inspiring this show. Yes,
thank
Black
you, brother.
Power, we need to eat, breathe, and sleep it. It's a lifestyle, like you said in the beginning, and it's something that we have to live by on a daily basis, and that is Black first, focusing on Black people, practicing group economics, and building Black institutions. We can say we need to separate all day, but until we have an institute, our own institution to back us, then it's just a dream that we have. So we need to work toward building our own institution, building our own civilization, building our own infrastructures, and doing for self. So that's something that
Thank you, brother.
Generation.
Yes, sir.
Generation. And it's up to the next generation to pass it on into the future. And, yeah, we're going to continue to demand our tangibles all the way up until 2100. Any of these politicians that are seeking your vote, demand something tangible for your vote, Black family.
Right now.
Right now. $100 trillion. Past, present, and future trusts that have been brought against our people.
In cash.
In cash.
Yes, sir.
So make sure y'all check us out on Saturdays, Frontline Black News at 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Also check out the Revolutionary Agenda at 4 p.m. on Thursdays, Mountain Standard Time. And also check out Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced on Sundays and Tuesdays. Peace, love, light,
yes,
and Black empowerment.
Yes, sir, indeed. Okay, and in my closing statements right here, We definitely appreciate all our guests and all our supporters. We do speak against what is the popular version of truth. And once again, I want to state to the Screen Actors Guild, the Screen Directors Guild, Screen Actors Guild, and all of you studio execs down there in that racist institution called Hollywood, what you guys could do, you may go F yourselves.
Damn. Right now. And jump off the motherfucking talent. San Francisco Bridge.
Yeah, and then go right there and jump off the Golden Gate Bridge. Do humanity a favor. And you space cowboys with your billions of dollars, the next time you go up in your rocket ship, do humanity a favor and fly it directly to the sun, get pulled off in the gravitational force of the sun, and simply self-destruct. You cats are the virus. Okay? This virus is man-made. And you want us to sit up there and be so gullible, you know, y'all supposed to love me so much, man. Do whatever you say. You want to go there and just do it. That, ladies and gentlemen, is bullshit.
That's right.
There's my closing statement right there. The air date of this episode, once again, is December 14th, 2021. And we had
Salute.
A very, very excellent show. We appreciate our staff. Definitely check out our new production that's coming up on Sundays, God versus the Devil, which will be hosted by Rommel Understanding. You know what I mean? And we definitely appreciate this brother's knowledge. We definitely appreciate
And Dr.
Input.
Washington, Dr. Nosborn also. He's a co-host.
And, yes, sir, and Dr. Nosborn as well. And thank you all so very, very much for tuning in. And definitely check out and donate to our Cash App. Brother Paris has it posted up there on Frontline Black News on our StreamYard as well. Shout out to all black platforms. Definitely shout out to all of those who are doing for self, trying to build self up. And we got to end this cycle of self-destruction.
Damn.
I'm out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Peace.
Always.
Peace and black empowerment. Thank you, everybody. Peace.
Yes, sir. Thank you so very much.
I'm going to go out with...
All right.
Sorry, Sebastian.
And then for our outro, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to play a classic by a guy by the name of Miles Davis called Milestone.
I told you, I sleep in this car right now. I don't
care.
Okay,
Brother
Che. Yeah, I'm having issues with the studio. I'm trying
okay.
to hang it up.
Okay.
I'm just going to end the episode.
Yes, sir.
All right. Call me back.
Yes, sir. We'll do it.
All right. Peace.